It's time for Joe Wants to Know.
I need to. I am begging of anyone. I'm not even judging. It's going to be weird, but I want to hear from you, man or woman. 317-239-1009. After Alex tells her story, if you are kind of like this guy, like if this is what you're into. Like I mentioned, listen, some people, like, I like them. I like
big butts and I cannot lie.
I like them. Like, I'm a butt guy, but I'm really this kind of a guy.
I love boobies.
Like, those are my favorite thing. But Alex, this happened on vacation? With a guy that likes something about you?
Well, we were on our little 2.5 week vacation. When I was in Charleston, South Carolina, my friend and I were waiting for our dinner reservation at a little crab shack.
Ooh, give me the crab.
And we were just sitting on like an outdoor porch of another establishment. We were sitting down and our legs were like out in front of us.
Just extended,
like,
relaxing,
sitting on our bus.
Chilling, yep.
Yeah. Flip-flops on, toes exposed.
Ooh.
This man walks up to us and he goes, and I'm going to do my best impression. Y'all like my shirt? And my friend and I look at each other and we look at him. And his shirt says, if you let me rub your feet, or I'll rub your feet if you buy me a beer. And my friend immediately looks at him and goes, no. I don't like your shirt. And he's like, oh, are you sure? Because I'd love to rub your feet for y'all if you just go over here and buy me a beer at this restaurant. And I was like, no, we're good. We're good. And I have the audio. Now, to paint the full picture, the audio is great, but you really need to see this guy in his little white t-shirt that he took a permanent marker and wrote front and back.
No, wait. He wrote this? This wasn't,
he didn't,
like,
buy it. No, he wrote on
he
his
made
shirt,
it.
Let me rub your feet and buy
oh,
me a
wait.
Beer.
It was like Sharpie?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
The back of his shirt.
I thought it was like in that Drake font. If you're reading this, it's too late.
Yeah.
No, he didn't buy. You can't buy a shirt anywhere that says this, I promise.
I bet you can.
He wrote it, and on the back he wrote it too, but like his back sweat had like melted the permanent.
Oh, smeared it,
yes,
a little bit?
On the back of it. But the video, the only places that you can see this video right now are on our Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Follow us so that you can see that, or on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9. It is something to behold.
All right, here's a little bit from that video.
I don't think that I want my feet rubbed, but thank you so much.
Oh, it's so awkward. He's just like,
so weird.
He's like, you sure?
I immediately got my phone out and started filming. Immediately.
I really would like to rub your feet. Your feet look like nice feet.
Before he even asked us, I had my phone out and I was filming because of his shirt. And I was like, oh, something is about to happen. I just had an intuition about it.
Can somebody call in? And I know there's a stigma here. I'm going to laugh at you, but I really want to understand. Because
you can be anonymous.
You could be anonymous if you don't even want your name out there. Guys first, 317-239-1009. Do you really have a foot fetish? Because I've heard, like, guys like, yeah, I really love to, you know, rub women's feet. And I like it. We don't have to make it like a sick sexual thing. But it blows my mind. Because to me, even if you get a mani or a pedi, whatever your feet gets done, to me, your feet are still gross. Your feet sweat and they touch everything on the ground.
My feet smell like roses and I never have stinky, sweaty feet, by the way. And also, I've had to block a guy on Instagram because every single photo I post, if my feet are showing, he says something gross about them.
Really? That's what I'm saying. It's like, and I'm wondering, can you explain? Like, that's like a foot fetish, right? Like,
no, me said something about having a foot fetish. He creeped me out.
Can somebody explain, like, why you love feet? Like, just because I can't. I could tell you why I love boobs. Like, I really, like, straight up, like, you know, hand to God, I love boobs.
I love boobies.
And I can tell you a million reasons why. But feet, ugh, absolutely disgusting. Or women, too. Are there any women listening? Like, Alex, for example, that guy creeps you out. But let's say if you dated a guy, like, what if he really liked your feet and loved touching them all the time? Would that be a problem?
I love having my feet rubbed by someone that I think is normal and not writing on their shirt with Sharpie in exchange for alcohol. But I don't like it in a sexual way. Like, it's just, like, I love having my feet rubbed in a relaxing way. Like, my mom always, like, rubbed my feet for me growing up.
All right. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Chloe.
Chloe, can you explain foot fetishes? Like, do you like it or is this creepy?
I hate feet. Feet are nasty.
Why do you think feet are nasty? Like, I want to hear your reason.
I don't know. If I could chop my own feet off and have prosthetics, I definitely would.
Oh my gosh.
If you do that, please call us. We'll be there with a camera.
Yeah, that's dramatic.
I just think feet are disgusting. Like, they're bottom of the earth, disgusting and gross. Like,
do you go and get pedicures?
I won't let no one touch my feet. Even if my boyfriend touches my feet, I flip.
So, like, you would never let a guy, like, suck your toe?
No.
Because I know guys that like they'll put whipped cream on a girl's toe and they'll suck it off.
What guys?
Just guys I've ran into in my life that I've talked to. Like, I'm not friends with them, but just like, oh yeah, man, you want to get your girl excited.
Instagram is lit from this video right now.
Go ahead and put a little whipped cream on that little piggly wiggly and take it to town.
I need to go brush your teeth afterwards. Use some mouthwash.
Oh my gosh. Hey, thank you so much for calling in. Now you got to use like that tenactin or whatever that stuff is. You got to spray that all in your mouth to kill it.
Tough actin, tenactin.
If you have not watched this video, you are missing out, I promise, at Joe and Alex Show on Instagram.